Welcome to GamerCast, episode 153.
For the 26th of April, 2009.
I'm really tired.
So am I. I've been to work. I'm tired.
Yeah. Oh. So what have you been doing this week?
I've been playing Empire Total War, World of Warcraft, and trolling the interwebs.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of trolling the interwebs myself. Bit of WoW.
Trolling or trolling?
Bit of patrolling and a bit of troweling through.
I've been trolling. I've been posting things like on purpose to annoy people.
Been playing a bit of WoW. I finally got Grinly up to
level
64. Four more levels to 68, and
then I can have fun with you and Northrend.
Yep. So we can start doing some bits and bobs. Maybe go back to some of the old raids and just go in there on training missions to train me.
Training? You just want the achievements.
Well, not maybe the old ones, but where you don't need as many people in with me just to try and get me cooked, so I need practice. But my new gear that I've got, hardware-wise, which we'll talk about in a minute or two, is making my WoW playing a lot better. So, which is cool.
Yeah, well, I've conquered Great Britain. In my Empire Total War, my French campaign, They've solved the crash bug.
I'm now not at that issue anymore.
Yeah, I'm now at like 1770, and yeah, it's not crash once.
Did that allow you to carry on from that save you had previously, or you?
I haven't tried.
So you just started again.
Well, yeah, I started a new campaign anyway, but it's a patch was released at a similar sort of time, and yeah, it hasn't crashed in the campaign yet. So I think they've fixed it.
Cool. I must admit, I've mainly been playing WoW. I've
not played WoW in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I haven't played a major amount. Played over the weekend. Played a little bit of Street Fighter 4. I've been surfing the internet and surfing the internet, trying to find some place that I can buy perspex. Managed to find a company that sells perspex in the United Kingdom.
Oh, here we go. Adam's. Hang on a minute.
Adam's Fight Stick Update.
For the non-electric stuff, because all the stuff inside I've got set up, the only thing I've got to do is buy wire. But now I've got to look...
Actually, there's one thing I have to tell you. I was when I was doing up our website, I was obviously refreshing the page quite a bit.
Yeah.
And one of the adverts at Google thrown up was a Fight Stick advert. So maybe you should buy one from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Google. I must admit, I'm still looking forward to actually getting to the point where I've got enough things sorted that I can just sit down and get on with it one weekend. I just need to sort out some
wire. What am I doing?
I
was going to a website for some reason. I can't remember why now.
I need to find some way of getting the aluminium casing sprayed. I'm either going to have to go to Halfords and buy some spray cans and do it the old school way, or I might get it done.
Old skills.
Get it done properly. But I'm just trying to make sure that I don't increase the price way too much. I want it looking good, but
yeah,
I don't want
you get told off, boys. No, I don't want to log in as that. I want to log in as me.
But how are you getting on with Twitter?
I don't use it.
I think the last major Twitter I put was, you break one chair, you're marked for life. Because you know, you've got a piston on the bottom of your office chair that supports your weight, and then you can release the air out of it to go up and down, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Like my chair.
Well, my old office chair at work.
Hang on a minute. There's some dude following us on Twitter called PS3Fan. We're going to have to sort him out.
Ooh. I still need to put an icon. I've still got that stupid smiley face, and I need to change it to something decent. I forgot what I was saying now. I won't want to rewind. Is that Bob Mann?
Yeah, it's Bob Mann. He sent us a message on Twitter saying, "Hey, listen to the last show. Thought I would join up." Lol.
Cool, we know what Bob Mann looks like. It's great to put a face to a name.
Unless, of course, that's not Bob Mann.
No, and it's just some bloke's face you found on the internet. That'd be cool. That'll do. I don't have a digital camera on me at the moment. I completely forgot what I was talking about earlier.
Your bloody Fight Stick.
Yeah. Can't remember exactly what I was talking about on it. It may come to me. May not. Getting there, though.
Now for the news.
Now for the news.
Yeah, damn your and you Yula, damn you and your lack of sound effects. I'll do it myself, don't worry. Right, news-wise this week, we've got a new website.
New website.
Please visit our website at gamercast.net.
That just sounded awful.
Yeah, you're not doing a very good job. We need that dude from like Police Academy. He makes all the funny noises. Yeah, this is a podcast, not a bird watching show. What bird makes this noise? What kind of bird makes a noise like that?
One in pain.
Let's talk a bit about your bloody bowels, shall we?
My bloody bowels. Yeah, I sent Paul a link and he reads it out and goes, "What's blood bowels?" Like, no, not blood bowel, blood bowl. Yeah,
I can soon fix that.
One of the many tabletop games that have come through the ages through Games Workshop with Warhammer and Warhammer 40,000 and Warhammer Epic and stuff.
Warhammer
was Blood Bowl.
And ooh, I think I heard myself.
Yeah, careful. Blood Bowl was basically a tabletop
dude,
version.
Have you got a 4 GB USB flash drive?
No, I've got 2.
All right, carry on.
Yeah, I've got 2 4 gig. What's that?
Well, this is a 2 gig, but I was thinking if I had a 4 gig, I could use it to install Windows 7 on everything instead of having CDs and stuff.
Have you seen those newer ones where you can get real nice chunky ones that look like they can withstand anything, and they've got like 32 gig or 64
dude,
gig.
Why would I need something which can withstand anything? It just sits on my desk. I don't eat it. I don't put it under my car.
You can buy standard ones now for like 16
yeah,
gig.
Yeah, I can't be bothered now.
The only thing that bothers
me, if you were going to have one, I was going to say, can I have it? Like for free.
The only thing I don't like about having something with such high capability on is that you'll have lots of stuff on there, and straight away people are thinking, well, isn't that the point of having a 16 gig USB drive? But it just makes me think, yeah, it's a lot to make sure it's backed up, because if I've only got it on that one drive and I happen to lose it, that's a lot of data I could lose in one wallop.
Well, obviously you're going to have it backed up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, my stuff's backed up.
Yeah.
This show is backed up.
We're backing it up as we go.
Actually, no, it's not.
So if the electricity goes off, we'd have to do that classic. Now, can you remember exactly what
we
said?
No, this is all saved to the disk, so if we did lose power, it'll come back.
Yeah. Yes, Blood Bowl, as I was saying.
Bloody Bowels, yes.
Yeah, it's basically, it was a tabletop game, so they used the same size characters.
Oh, man. He's got 2 Twitter posts. That's like less than me, and I've got like 3.
And
yeah, I don't see the point of Twitter. I mean, it's like whatever. Instead of composing lengthy, thought-provoking blog posts, you just write, "I'm taking a dump now."
Well, you can if you want, but you know, like something happens and there's a thought in your head, and you just want to tell people about it, but it's not enough to write a massive, big diatribe of. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just kind of like,
dude,
the headlines.
I don't have one of my thoughts cannot be compressed into 140 characters.
Instead, it's one of those massive big blogs that you'll go on about something particular. And
yes,
yeah.
I thought we were talking about bloody bowels.
Yeah, you got me on Twitter. Yes, so
you get distracted far too easily.
Damn right.
This is a couple of blog posts I've done this week. Instead of playing WoW, I've actually been doing a spot of blogging. Oh dear, my blog isn't loading. Here we go.
So, can I go on with Blood Bowl?
No, dude.
You want me to pause for a minute?
I did a little post about David Starkey because he upset a couple of people. I also did a post blasting Iowa State University, calling their IT department clueless. Oh, I also did a couple of photo sims this week.
All right, let's scroll back up a bit more, to your previous post.
Which one?
Any of the ones at top. So you've got State University IT Department clueless.
Question mark.
If you've got, like, you could basically write that, a little bit summary of what it's about, and a link to your post, and just saying, I've just posted on my blog, da da da. So people who are following you go, oh, and then you click on the link.
For all the people following me on Twitter, I have a RSS people subscribing on it anyway.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it's another feed.
I've got feeds, you know, I don't need it duplicated somewhere else. If Twitter could do it like automatically, or if there was like a magic web client which would detect like a plugin for the blog thing.
So every time you blog, it would automatically Twitter you.
Maybe. But
you'd like that.
But then what's the point? You know, you can just subscribe to my blog, and instead of having to actually visit my blog, you can just read it in your news client, wherever it is. If you're on your phone, and your phone pulled it down with the update, it's there. You don't have to connect online, you know.
Yeah, true.
Visit my blog if you want to get the ads, but there's no ads on here at the moment, so never mind.
I must admit, a lot of people use Twitter,
Adam, you're supposed to be talking about bloody bowels.
They're bowels.
Stop and getting distracted.
Right, I'll talk about it hardcore, and then we'll get off on the subject.
I'll just click on my thing here.
So it's basically American football.
American footballs.
But with the characters. Footballs. Each team is like the different races and characters from Warhammer.
Boring.
So it was a tabletop game. It has been made into some Flash games before. Someone at work used to play one and he quite liked it. But this one is a full three-dimensional game on Wii. No, it's not. It's PlayStation. I think it might be PlayStation 3. I know it is on Xbox, and I know it is on PC. I was thinking of our next title, what was on Wii. I've watched the video. There is a video online showing you some of the different trailers, like there's a teaser trailer, and one of them was just showing you the basics of it. And it seems like it's a strategy game where you take... It's turn-based. And then another part of the game seemed like you could move away from the turn base and play it more like a sports game. So depending on the fact that there is a lot of fans out there that will like this, you know, fans who will play Warhammer Online, people who will be playing Dawn of War and stuff like that, who are
Dawn of War
fan of the electronic video game versions of
Electromonocle
of the world created from Warhammer.
I'm going to get the Electromonocle things and start funking around with them.
Sweet. It's kind of got me intrigued. I must admit, I'm not a major fan of American football, so I don't know. This will be one of those things that I just hope comes on as a demo on Xbox 360 and I can try it and go, actually, this is quite fun, trying to play American football as a set of orcs and your ball's got spikes in it and you're smacking the crap out of the dwarves as you're fighting your way through. And you know, it might seem cool. If you're a fan of Blood Bowl, from the looks of it, it's making sure
that... Bloody bowels.
The fans are happy, and then everybody else is happy as well. So if you're a fan, it's probably a high chance that you'll like this, unless you just don't like video games. But if you're like a sports fan and you're into fantasy stuff, then this might appeal to both sides of the fact of being able to play an American football-style game in a slightly different style engine, playing as like these Tauren characters. They're not Taurens, but they have similar things. The Chaos... the goblins and orcs,
a bunch of silly elves and so on.
Yeah, the rat race, which I can't remember what they're called. Lizards, humans, dwarves, high elves. You know, they're all in there. So, I was quite amazed to see it actually that there is a game, and it graphically does look really good. And the environments for each one of the staging areas has been beautifully generated around to make it feel like it's a stadium. Like in the Orc Town, or it's in where the dwarves are near the mountainside with their openings into their caverns and stuff. And it gives her a feel like it's a football field jammed in the world of Warhammer for each one of the races for their hometowns and stuff.
Seems to me like a bunch of silly nonsense.
The characters are also customizable. They put them on these kind of little plateau stands like they're on as the characters, and you can customize and repaint them, put all the different armor on there. So the customization that was in there of building this quirky team, and there's a whole management system in there so you can manage the characters like there would be on anything. Because like, I think the closest thing I ever get to playing games like this is ice hockey games. I love playing ice hockey games. So it is going into that management system like you will get on a lot of sports games. So I think this may grab the attention of different types of people, because I think there are some sports fans style players who like World of Warcraft and Warhammer and stuff like that, but never went onto the tabletop stuff, or they did in their younger days, but you know, on their PlayStation or Xbox they love playing football and basketball and God knows what else. this may appeal to. So I would say go and have a look. The trailers do really show a luscious environment. It's not. I was expecting it to not look as good as it. It beat my expectations of while I was waiting for the trailer to load up. That's for sure. But yeah, pretty cool.
Orange Box is like £6 on Steam at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
I did see out in the
£5.
World.
£5.66.
That. What did you nearly buy? It was Unreal Tournament.
I think I bought that, didn't I?
Yeah, it was cheap. I found it cheap somewhere, I think, on PlayStation 3 that was similar price, and I was like, tempted.
Yeah, I bought Unreal Tournament.
Eve has been re-released into the market. The massive multiplayer online.
Yeah, Mike, Eve Online. Mike tried it out a couple of weeks back. Mike from work.
Yeah.
He played it about 2 hours and thought it was crap.
Yeah, it's... The difference with Eve compared to WoW is...
Well, he won't play WoW anyway. He doesn't like people... Yeah. To quote him, he doesn't like people with sandals.
He doesn't like people with sandals.
Of course, Dinadal has epic quality level 80 boots. So Dinadal finds it somewhat offensive.
He does look like someone who'd wear sandals, though. He does.
Dude, he does listen to this show. He will take offense at that.
He can't take offense of everything, I would say.
I can't picture him in sandals. It looks funny.
Well, I've only ever seen him in his work clothes. I've never seen him wearing casual stuff.
Oh, have you not seen his YouTube channel?
He's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's actually got a really epic video on here.
Okay.
He like spent 6 months like editing it. His profile's DVD Mike 007.
DVD Mike.
Yeah, where's this? He's like moaning about HMV. I'll just play a quick bit.
Hey guys, DVD Mike. This is going to be something a little bit different now. This is going to be basically a little bit of a rant I've got going. Something that's been pissing me off for quite a while now. Basically, problem I've got is why places like HMV are putting out their Blu-rays at £25 for one Blu-ray.
I feel sick because he keeps moving that camera up and down. I'm going to get motion sickness. I drank too much last night. I don't need to have the camera swayed around with the weird...
When you can quite clearly and quite easily go on .com and get it for $9.99. Why is it $9.99 on play.com and $8.99 on Sendit? And there are hundreds and hundreds of Blu-rays on Sendit and play.com for $8.99 now. $8.99 is... Yeah, DVD prices, this is...
So, yeah.
I thought the answer was that one of them's in the store and the other one's on the internet.
Well, yeah, he says that later on, that sure, a store has higher costs, but the costs aren't 3 or 4 times as much. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, since we're on YouTube, let's do the daily... We're going to do a weekly thing now where we point out a funny YouTuber clip, so let's just do that.
Funny YouTube clip.
Okay, I got one.
I've got a lot of editing to do now.
Okay.
This was actually sent over to me by Mike, actually. This is actually quite good. If you just do a search on YouTube for We Didn't Start the Flame War, and this was posted up by College Humor. It's quite good.
Stolen from its PCD, buried for inaccuracy.
That is really well made.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if they did the song as well, but they've
done all
basically. Yeah, they've taken things like off of Dig and YouTube, and like every line in the song is like a different comment.
And then all those interactive game things that where you can look like you can play them, and if you click on the wrong thing, you go to some sort of. I found one that is really old, and a lot of people would have heard of it before, but it was.
It good enough to actually play?
I liked it. We don't have to play
the
all
the listeners that. Hate when we do stuff like that.
There's nothing visual. It's typing Code Monkey.
Code Monkey.
I don't know if you've heard this before. Video doesn't really matter, but if you click on, say, that one there, it was more about
Code
the
Code Monkey AMV.
Yeah.
That's 3 minutes to 11 seconds, dude.
You don't have to play all of it, but...
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting. Boring manager, Rob. Rob, say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey, fake baby manager. What a right goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey, not
all right, so that's a lot of fun.
It was a guy called, I think it's Jonathan Colton, I think it was, or something like that. I might have got his surname wrong, but he's like a big music writer that writes music that's free on the internet. But he has been paid for a few things that he's done, which are copyright. And one of them was he wrote...
I get paid for things as well, dude.
He wrote Still Alive, the Portal song. You know, for Portal on Orange Box.
Oh, yeah, that game.
You know,
yeah.
The song that's played at the end.
I'd never got to the end.
Yeah, the song that's at the very end of it, he did as well.
Okay, let's carry on with the news.
Okay.
We know when the Formula One game's coming out.
Okay.
The Wii and PlayStation Portable versions will be released this year. But all the decent versions will be released next year. So yeah, for Formula One fans out there, Codemaster are obviously not being too fast in their development of these games.
Codemaster.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, the Formula One season, you know, is underway...
I think the best racing game they've ever made when I was a kid was Micro Machines. Loved Micro Machines on the
Metroid. Yeah, but that wasn't, you know, that wasn't really a racing game, but it was a goofy, stupid toy.
Did you ever have... I don't know if you had that on the Master System.
Yeah, I've got them in the drawer, mate.
Yeah? I had the version, I think it was the 97 version, or 2006. I don't know, it was 96 or something. I don't know, but it had, like, the ports in the top. So you could plug extra controllers into the cartridge, but you had to make sure that no one yanked on their controllers because you'd rip the cartridge out of the Mega Drive.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't think that version was released on the Master System.
I had it on the Mega Drive. That was quite good, that was. I did like that.
Well, yeah, Codemasters Formula One game out next year for a decent version. So, I mean, I have a lot of people actually come in and asking for Formula One games, and there just hasn't been a new Formula One game for like 3 years now.
Well, if you look back in the time of... PlayStation 2, there were quite a lot of Formula 1 games out there.
And EA did them, Sony did them, yeah. But then Sony got the exclusive and didn't really do a lot with it.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because there are a lot of Formula 1 fans out there. I must admit, I'm not majorly one of them. If anything, it's Gran Turismo, what's the one we had on Xbox 360?
Forza Motorsport.
Forza Motorsport 2 and Project Gotham Racing. You know, fair enough, I had Project Gotham Racing 3.
Speaking of Project Gotham Racing, Bizarre Creations have basically announced they're going to do a new racing game.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be called Blur, apparently.
Okay.
And it's going to have like it's going to be a racing, like a really arcade racing game where you have guns and stuff like that. So, if they're going to go for sort of a Mario Kart feel or more of a Wipeout feel.
Yeah, I must admit, they've always
been... If they're calling it Blur, though, I'd hope it's more like Wipeout.
Yeah, I must admit,
Wipeout... Because we've not had a decent sort of Wipeout game on the Xbox for a while.
Yeah, it would be nice to get something on that format, because obviously PlayStation have their own, and they had
But then Wipeout again, it could HD. Just end up like Mario Kart or some other gay little thing.
I don't know. They've been quite good with the control system for their Project Gotham. It was arcadey, but... Excuse me. Arcadey to the level of...
You needed to the level skill. Of Epic!
You needed some skill to play it.
Dude, I've got skills.
Exactly. So it's not like playing Mario Kart. No, in front of Mario Kart,
remember when the 360 first came out and me... Rudis and you all were playing PGR.
And every time I kept yapping too much, I would always drive into a wall. And then deafen everybody because I was screaming as I ran into a wall. Like, my God! Smash. Yeah, they were good times, they were. I wasn't majorly rattled up for number
PGR four. 3 wasn't that good.
Did you get number 4?
No.
I was a bit put off. I felt like it
I
was...
I didn't like the whole motorbike...
I liked the motorbike idea, but only the idea. I didn't feel like it was implemented that well, and the demo didn't seem
to
get it.
I will pick up PGR 4 at some point, because PGR 2 was like one of the best racing games ever made.
Yeah, I did like number 3. It was really good being able to go through, get all the cars unlocked and stuff, and just playing online. I must admit, playing that game online was absolutely amazing. I probably paid a hell of a lot more than I played Forza 2, but even Forza 2 was good, being able to just go out. And I love the fact that when I went out and had everybody... saying stuff to me, because I was like the slowest car on the track, but I was the only one that had Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber fully painted down the side of my car. Really annoying. I think the only reason I stopped playing was the fact I couldn't be asked to make all my car artwork again, because it was all on my hard drive when my Xbox got nicked, so I lost all of my artwork for my cars.
So yeah, maybe this will turn out to be good. If not, who cares? What about Lego Rock Band?
Yeah, Lego Rock Band has been announced. It is being done through...
Wait a minute. Is this going to be Rock Band with Lego characters?
Basically, it looks like when you play Rock Band or Guitar Hero, you are playing...
Dude, I've got a new announcement.
Go for it.
Playmobil Guitar Hero.
Sorry.
It is Playmobil, isn't it?
When you play Guitar Hero, you've got that CG band playing in the background all the time. So the difference is you're going to have a Lego band playing in the background. But the advantage to it is they're bringing in all the customization features and the editor from the Lego games.
Fail.
So...
It's fail, dude.
Yeah. I might like it just for the quirkiness. If there's some songs on there I like, and at the end of the day it just plays like normal Rock Band, but you can play around with the characters that are in the back, because sometimes I look at the characters and I'm like, oh my God, that looks awful. To be able to choose what anybody looks like and have these stupid Lego characters jumping around the screen while you're rocking out does kind of appeal to me. I like Lego, and it does appeal
to me. You like Lego?
I love Lego.
I like Lego more. Up there is mountains of Lego.
Really?
Yes.
Mountains of Lego. Click together mountains or rubble mountains where none of it's attached? Like avalanches.
I think I've got some Lego Technic stuff up there, which is all put together. But I've got just like huge boxes just full of Lego bricks.
Well, in the den, I've got... I do have an Indiana Jones Lego set, but it's still in its box. I haven't built it. I had that for Christmas.
You traitor. You're one of these new Lego fans who need their branded Lego trademarked whatever junk.
Trust me.
Back in my day, boy, Lego didn't license anything.
Well, I got the Lego Pirate Island when I was a kid.
I got the pirate ship.
No, I didn't get the ship.
I've got the ship, boy. Oh, you
won't. I had to wait until I was a student before I could get Lego that was expensive, because no one would ever buy an expensive Lego.
See, Lego was all I got for Christmas, birthday, so long. It was like a 10 quid little Lego set.
Yeah. So I went out and bought myself the Empire Strikes Back edition of the Millennium Falcon Lego, which is really cool. I love that.
It's still got that. Put together, haven't you?
Yeah, I won't take it apart. I love that Lego piece so much. I want to buy more, but
takes up room.
Yeah, I really want the AT-AT, but it just really takes up room. Well, I've got an entire shelf of Transformers, up to the really, really tall ones. You know, like Unicron and stuff, and they're pretty cool. So yeah, I found out that there is a Lego battle game or something coming out.
Lego battle game?
Yeah, some sort of battling game.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Go do a search. Lego battle or something like that.
Lego Beatles? Oh my god. Run for the hills.
Lego battle.
New Lego battle game.
Yep.
We're using live search this week, by the way.
Live search. Brought to you by GamerCast. Yeah, on the DS.
Have you heard this great news? Oh my god, let's do a song about this. Have you heard this great news? Okay, I won't do that. Lego is making a new game for the DS, Lego Battle. You can battle with teams of pirate ships and ninjas and more. What do you think? Please post here. Where did you hear this? Oh my god, you fucking troll. You fucking... Oh wait, that's... Yep, I know. Only problem is I don't have a DS.
We are hanging out on the Lego...
These are the Lego official forums.
The official Lego forums.
It was on a news article on another website. Post a link to prove it, then, noob. Super cool. That's super cool, but I don't have a DS. Where in the world did you hear that ninjas were in it?
Ninjas.
Lego ninjas. How cool is that? Lego ninjas.
Ninjas. What good are ninjas for?
Because the ninja, they're like, they're in black pajamas.
Yeah, that might, like, that might, ninjas might have been effective combat weapons like 10,000 years ago, when everyone else just had stone tools. But nowadays we have guns. Ninjas plus guns equals dead ninjas.
Or really tough ninjas if it's ninjas with guns.
Dude, the ninjas are not allowed guns. They're only allowed their throwing stars.
No. Mr. Ninja number 2, drop the M16, you must take this ninja throwing star.
But the guns are going to shoot me.
Ninja star.
Okay.
Okay. Bang!
Ah, my ninja stars.
Right. Right, you've already talked about the new driving game, did you?
I've not mentioned new driving game, no.
Go on then.
I don't know anything about it, mate.
Is this... new driving game as in well, the driver.
Driver. The driver series.
Yeah, I tried, I must admit, the only driver game I tried was the newish 3D one that they brought out.
3D, eh?
Yeah, France. Which was kind of like taking over the, like in the Grand Theft Auto arena.
Grand Theft Auto.
Where it was driver, but for once you could get out of the car and stuff like that. And it,
driver free one.
Yeah, where it's all yellow box and stuff. And I had it, and I must admit, that probably lasted 2 days before I took it back. And I just got completely and utterly bored with it. Just,
yeah, well, Ubisoft have got a trademark on a fourth one now. So everyone get this. I don't know, it'll be Driver 5, won't it? Because there was another one released after 3.
Yeah.
Which nobody bought. So yeah, it'd be number 5. Oh, it does actually say what they're going to call it. Driver the Recruit.
Driver the Recruit.
You can see they spent quite a while thinking that.
Yes. We must think long time. Driver Recruit. That Wolverine game should be coming out soon because the film's out next week, isn't it?
Whoopee-doo-dah. You know I don't like X-Men.
X-Men style. Schnickety-schnick. Sorry.
Well, if you want to talk about X-Men, go ahead.
No, I haven't looked into it.
I ain't got a clue about it. I thought the trailer was like a Borg trailer because he had his like weird nanotube coming out of his wrist.
I honestly don't think the game may be that great. I may be proved wrong. Now and again, some comic film games are good, but not very often.
No.
They are only good when they're definitely based off the comics, not the film. Based off the comic, you know, you base a game off a film that's based off a comic. Yeah, it just gets more and more twisted as it goes along. Where if you just go from comic to game, I think it is the perfect genre, to be honest. Sometimes it can be done wrong, sometimes it can be done incredibly right. It all depends what they're basing it off. Unless Spider-Man's gone downhill since Spider-Man 3 ever came out, and they really need to do something with it. I've never played the Shadow thingy one. But even that just seemed weird because you had bad guys as your best friends and you must be friends with Doc Ock and he will help you and blah 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 blah.
So did I just hear a noise?
Let's have a look.
Can you stop making noises, Adam?
I can't help it, people that email me. Wow, I got 5 emails.
How many are spam?
One of them's from you, one of them's from Tom, the other one's from my dad. I think... he's trying to work out how to use iChat.
Yeah, it is quite complicated, isn't it?
He got it working when he was over here before he went out there, but he's trying to connect his MacBook to the internet, but it's really crap internet there.
I'll tell you, speaking of the internet and stuff, I'm actually getting a lot of people asking how they can hook their Xboxes up over mobile broadband. I'm like, dude, no. And I've got broadband. No. You don't. You have crap.
You have crap in a box.
No, it's like, you know, they've got their crappy little USB dongle things from Free or O2. Right, turn that fucking thing off.
It's a text message. It's Tom telling me to check my email.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
He doesn't realise I get the email straight away. He has to go check his email. Paul's trying to push both of his palms through his head.
What the hell?! Check your email because I sent you an email. Great, now I've got 2 fucking messages from you. One of them totally useless because I know I've got the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Some people are not down with the techno like we are, Paul.
Okay, calm. Right. Yeah, what I was saying, mobile broadband, you know, they've got the little USB dongles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get them as page go now if you want.
Yeah, and it's like... how can I hook this up to Xbox Live? And I, you know, you say, what sort of broadband have you got? It's with Free, and I'm like, so it's like a over the air wireless then, is it? Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, do you know that you've probably got like a 1 gigabyte cap on that a month, and the Xbox Live would pwn that the second you download a demo? Oh, it's like, oh my god.
You couldn't even play WoW on that.
Well, the latency, you know, ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. It's for instance surfing in emails.
If I could get an HSDPA signal here, I'd ping a server and tell you what the latency is over it. But I mean, I could do it over GPRS, but I don't think that'd be a fair comparison.
Yeah.
But I suspect a lot of people are only getting GPRS speeds.
Yeah.
Oh god, imagine it's like being on dial-up again, only without the cool noise.
It's only worth it if you're in situations where you've got a laptop or a notebook. And you need to connect to the internet while you're in the middle of a field doing your whatever work or job you do. You know, you're not playing video games, you're not doing anything. It's sending an email with some photos that you've taken off this site, or checking reports while you're out on a building site or doing whatever it is that you do as a job. It's not for... I can't see anybody wanting them at home unless they
the trouble are mobile. The trouble is, you sign up for one of these plans, you get a computer with it. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays. And so to think, yeah, I've got broadband, because they call it broadband as well, which is the most annoying thing about it. And yeah, sure, it's relatively fast, if you've got a good signal. But the latency is, you know, not very good.
The only reason they don't call it dial-up is because you don't actually dial up to connect. It connects kind of instantaneously like broadband. But it's not broadband speeds. It's like broadband at dial-up quickness.
Exactly. If I ping the internet with my computer machine... Oh, I have to actually open the command prompt, don't I? And let's say I ping... No, I won't ping my own server, because that will obviously be fast. I've got 27 millisecond latency to the interwebs.
To the interwebs!
That's good, not a couple of hundred milliseconds. So, like, online gaming, lag as hell. And downloading stuff, because they've got really low bandwidth caps...
Yeah,
you'd use your whole allowance in, like, a couple of hours.
Exactly.
So, yeah... It's just one of those things which is actually starting to bother me how many people ask about it now. Because before, you know, it was maybe one person a month. But now it's like 6 people a day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you could
get a phone line and get proper internet.
See, you could connect it up. You could put your laptop on and you tell your laptop to share to other computers. And you hook up an Ethernet cable from your laptop to your Xbox.
Yeah, you,
and
you that will turns, be able to connect to it.
And that turns your computer into a broadband router for your Xbox. But I'm playing a game. Oh, it's frozen. Oh, I've run out of the internet. Oh, dear.
No, better yet. I'm playing a game. I'm just about to win. No, my computer just went to sleep. Nice! Oh, God. Let's talk about your mouse review, shall we?
Yeah.
Review of the week.
Yeah, I...
Damn you, and you say we don't have sound effects. We do. I've got like 4 or 5 edits to do now. I hope I find them all.
Basically, been playing WoW, and I am... My setup is my MacBook Pro.
My setup is my Microsoft Ergonomic Keyboard 4000 and my Microsoft Habu gaming mouse and my Dell monitor and my custom built Core 2 Duo system. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I've got my keyboard, my Bluetooth keyboard, Bluetooth mouse, and my Belkin Razer gaming pad, which I use for all my shortcuts. And
basically, you've got a big mess in front of you. All these things, like, cobbled together in some sort of...
keyboard's only about that wide, so everything's just at a nice thing, and it's on a slidey drawer like yours. And I've got my 24-inch monitor hooked up and everything. Now,
you've got the same one as me, haven't you?
Yeah.
The mighty Dell 24-inch monitor.
But the only problem is, my mighty mouse, it has left and right click.
Mighty mouse. Don't you mean the lame-o mouse?
For Windows user, probably, yes. But it's got a touch-sensitive button.
Has that thing got a mouse wheel on it?
It's got a mouse ball, so it's all in 360 directions of where you want to go. So when you're in a browser, you can go to the left.
Like the old directional mice we used to have.
So you can go to the left or up.
But nobody bothered using it.
I've been finding...
Does your mouse glow?
No.
I wish mine didn't glow.
But...
I don't want to... You have to install the software to turn it off. Sometimes by pressing this, the lights will go off, but it doesn't always...
Oh, there you go. It's turned there off. Now it will work.
I'm still safe.
Before
I pressed it like 6 times, it didn't do anything, and now I just pressed it twice and it turned the light off. I have to figure out how it works.
Yeah.
Because the next time I reboot, the light will be back on.
Yeah. So I'm having real trouble with like right click. I can right click with a greater ease when I'm doing stuff, but when I'm actually playing in the heat of battle, I'm finding it incredibly hard. So I'm not using right click to steer in WoW. So I finally thought, right,
don't use right to click to steer anyway. I use my keyboard.
Well, I normally steer a keyboard, but I can't hack keyboard steering. I need a bit more, especially for PvP. I need a bit more responsive, being able to turn around.
PvP. You don't know what PvP is yet, boy.
Hey, I've been playing PvP. So yeah, I just kind of was like, I need to get a new
mouse mat.
So went online, started hunting around for new gaming mice.
Why don't you get the Habu?
When you mention gaming mice and Mac, they're kind of like, well, you game on a Mac?
I play World of Warcraft. Yeah. And that puzzle game with the Apple logo.
I know like my Microsoft mouse that I've got, for my old PC.
All the Microsoft stuff works.
Yeah, it will plug in. So
Microsoft is Apple's biggest software.
Yeah, so I was tempted. I was tempted by your Habu one. But then I was thinking, right, software, will the software work across? Am I going to be able to customize buttons, or I'm just going to end up with dead buttons?
Don't you think it just work on a Mac?
Well, you need drivers like a PC.
Oh, so they don't just work? Oh.
No. Well, it worked when you plug them in, but I want the features. So I've been hunting around, started having a look at Razer. I did have a look at the World of Warcraft mouse.
This is jointly developed with Razer.
Exactly. So I was looking... I like your mouse. I was looking for some of the Razer ones and started looking at reviews where people are like... I went on their website and looked at their drivers to see what drivers were on there. And I was like, oh, I can't find anything. But it was a needle in a haystack. I was having to randomly pick mice and look to see what operating system the drivers were for. So I started looking for Razers with Mac, and I eventually found this new version of their Diamondback 3G Razer gaming mouse, which is for the Mac. And I was like, okay, so they've actually got one that is specifically for the Mac, and it's their Mac version of this PC one. I was like, wow, this is really cool, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I eventually found it, £52. And I was like, okay, that's a bit more. I had £20 spare, and I just wanted to buy a mouse. maybe I'm not going to be able to do this. But while I was looking around, I found that they had these Pro Solution, which is for like people who, they're not necessarily gaming mice, but they're professional
high-end mice.
Razer mice, which are for doing like Photoshop work and stuff like that. And it's like 1600 DPI sort of resolution on the laser or whatever, something like that. And I was just kind of like, it's quite nice. So,
1600 DPI is quite nice.
Yeah. It's a lot like yours. If you bring up a browser and go on to...
Which browser do you want? Chrome, Firefox, or IE?
Oh, randomize it.
Firefox, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Firefox 6. Is go.
It took 6 seconds to open Firefox. What a
right,
joke.
Go to play.com.
Let's open Chrome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the same. What do you want? Play.com.
Yeah.
Play.com. Hang on a minute. What about game.co.uk?
Just go Razer. Go into the products and go type in Razer.
Razors. Spell it right. I've got too many Zs in it. Oh no.
Too many Zs. We're overtaken by Zs.
ACDC, Razor's Edge.
Scroll down to find
computer. Can he scroll down anymore?
It should be on computer products.
Obviously, this particular.
Put in mice.
Item has been discontinued. I'll put in mouse.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica.
Click on that one. Computing products view. It should be at
Adam,
the top.
Stop promoting people. A death adder.
Scroll down.
Scroll down. Oop, keep scrolling.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There's only one of them. But 25 quid. What a rip.
Yeah, so it was $24.99.
Razer Pro, Solution Pro. I'm not putting in two pros in a single
one. It is in two pros. It just, they got it wrong with how they wrote it down. Yeah, I really like
this. Hey, this does light up according to that picture.
Yeah, my Mighty Mouse didn't light, but this one, it lights up like yours, so it lights up blue. So my Belkin Razer gaming pad lights up
blue.
So I've got this nice blue thing going on.
Yeah, so you've got the blue bouncing into your eyeballs, so you can't see anything in front of you.
Yeah, I'm getting blinded by blue all the time. So, yeah, I must admit, it's really comfortable. The only thing is, if you're a Mac user...
Let's see how long Internet Explorer takes to open up.
Okay.
One.
I think you need a stopwatch for that one. It's a bit too fast for your counting. One. You shouldn't really say one, though. Shouldn't you say, like, when you're counting and you go... One big elephant, two big elephants.
Dude, I've got an internal time machine.
So he goes, the inside of your brain goes through time, and you just sit there. Your mum comes in, you go, "You're right, Paul," and you're just kind of drooling at the mouth. It's, my brain has gone back in time. Oh, hi, mum. Yeah, that'd be cool. Brain who can travel through time. So yeah, one piece of advice: if you think, "Wow, that sounds cool," $24.99, and I can get a Razer gaming style mouse, which is really nice. It's got the nice smooth pads on, so it glides on my mouse mat
until it gets dirty and stuff.
It's got really high DPI, so I've got it on sensitivity, so I don't have to move it too much. It's really nice. It's got 4 buttons, so it's got 2 buttons on either side, which are all programmable.
I've got buttons.
You've got buttons as well. The only problem is it will work straight out of the box, really high sensitivity, but the buttons don't work. You've got to have to program them in. Whatever you do not put the disc in your Mac that comes with it.
Why not?
Because...
I thought Macs just work.
No, this is the problem is, they don't tell you that the drivers supplied on the disc are for Macintoshes. It's pre-Intel Macs. And as soon as you power up it, you go, "Sorry, this will not work on an Intel Mac." And I'm like, "Oh, damn it! Just go onto the website and download the latest version."
What if I don't have internet?
Then you shouldn't be buying this mouse off play.com.
What if I don't have internets? I thought Macs just work. Why doesn't disk work on my Mac?
So yeah, you download the drivers off Razer's website because they're pretty good with drivers. And it works straight off. You just open it up,
dude,
go in there. And
this is Windows. I plug something into Windows. It grabs drivers automatically.
Yeah.
I plugged in that mouse. drives were installed, all the buttons work, scroll wheel works.
But you have a hard time turning the lights off.
Yeah, the light, I'll give you that, but most people don't have a mouse with a fucking light on it.
I must admit, there's no feature to turn mine off, but I'm not that fussed by it. I must admit, the gaming pad's cool because it's actually got a switch underneath that you turn the light on and off, and there's no software.
Well, this has got that funny switch, but I don't know how to work it.
Yeah, because you can't turn it back on again.
So no one comes back on.
If you install the software, probably you can just turn it on and off at a push of a button.
Well, I think if you've got the software installed, this is like a profile toggle where you can have like four or five set profiles and it will toggle through them all.
Because I got profiles on my mouse and on my gaming pad now. So yeah, it means that playing WoW is a lot better. I'm a lot more responsive. And it's meant that because I can use it from more of my controls of my character, it's allowed me to go back and set up my gaming pad so it's more for my shortcuts to my attacks instead of just being a few attacks around forwards, backwards, strafe, and turn left and right. So yeah, I'm really pleased with it, I must admit. And it's made me realize that, you know, if you're kind of like, well, yeah, I don't have a Mac, I got a PC. Well, I would definitely recommend go out and look at Razer for a gaming mouse. I thought I was all up for the whole I need wireless, but a wired,
you don't want wireless.
Wired USB is
every
6 months
months you've got to change the batteries.
Yeah, so that must mean even your mouse is pretty cool for gaming one. It's very similar ergonomic shape.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is that all you can bring yourself to say about it? It's fracking epic, dude. Look at it sat there.
It's not epic. You turn the lights off. If you put the lights back on, it'll be epic.
Nerds.
Maybe there's 114 profiles and only one of them's got the lights on, so you have to keep going around. You're gonna go find the software, aren't you?
I'll unplug it and plug it back in. Right, hopefully this isn't a microphone. No, I think I'll not risk that, just in case I do pull out the one which is plugged into the monitor
and everything just goes off.
Nice.
Yeah. Shame. But,
I took my keyboard apart the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was bored.
I thought you were like, you had like some food jammed in there or.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got like 6 years worth of food in it, so I cleaned out at the same time.
Hoover it up. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Tell you what, taking these damn ergonomic ones apart is a lot harder than the normal ones.
Yeah, I bet.
It's like six times as many screws. These pads are all screwed in. Ugh, nightmare.
Yeah, but you do like the ergonomic one, don't you?
Well, yeah, I did get, you know.
Because you tried it mine first when I with the original ergonomic.
I always wanted to get one, but I didn't want to waste 20 or 30 quid on the keyboard, which at the end of the day, then I'm like struggling to use.
Yeah.
But it was actually, you know, I'm transitioned over. Like,
it didn't take too long to go across.
Of course, now I've got an extra keyboard profile in my brain. I've got my netbook keyboard profile. So I need more keyboard profiles.
Yeah. I'm the same, because I'm used to having my ergonomic one, but I prefer my ergonomic one when I'm typing a lot. So I mess with on my Mac, I don't type a major amount. I surf the internet, I do this, that, and the other. I type in a few things. The most typing I do is at work, and luckily I've got a Microsoft ergonomic media keyboard. It's a stupid wireless one, which means that it interferes with my iPhone, so if my iPhone rings or someone else...
Interferes with your iPhone?
Well, it's the other way around. My iPhone bullies the keyboard and the mouse, so it actually interferes with the Wi-Fi system, and it won't...
Well, turn the radios off. You shouldn't have your phone on at work anyway. Bad monkey.
Data monkey. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows what confidential secrets you could be stealing and pushing to the internet.
Pushing to the interwebs.
So yeah, what would you give this mouse out of 5?
I must admit, for the feel of it and the fact that it is
really... Oh my god, the sensitivity is all whacked. Oh crap. No, it isn't even fucking moving.
The mouse isn't working.
Oh god.
You shouldn't be pushing the button when you've not put in the driver or software. You might need to get the box down and install the software.
No, I just need to go to the mouse options and reset the sensitivity. That's better.
I really want to give this 5 out of 5 because with a mouse, it's got to work. It's and it's got
it's going to work. Well, yeah, otherwise
it's got to work really well. And this mouse works really well, but it's got really long flex on it, which is really cool. But it's got to feel ergonomic. A mouse is all about your hand and your brain connecting to your computer. And if you feel that it is always there, you're always noticing it, it's always annoying, it doesn't feel comfortable, then, you know, you move and the mouse doesn't move because it's not that great, or it's, you know, it's struggling, it's jamming on the mouse mat, or you're running out of mouse mat all the time. You know the mouse is always there. You need the mouse to disappear into your hand while your brain is connected to your computer. It is your interface from you to your computer.
Get Microsoft Computer Interface 2017.
I just don't like needles.
You don't need needles anymore. They're just pads.
Glue. They glue on. I really, really do want to give this 5 out of 5.
But you're not.
I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 just because the drivers were not updated on the box. They had the old drivers inside. Now, fair enough, it didn't... Half the time, I never use the drivers that come with it anyway because they're always a little bit out of date and there's always newer drivers on the internet. But these were that out of date that they don't even work with Intel computers. So I was a little bit disappointed with Razer on that. But I have found it lately that this is quite an oldish mouse. It has been out for a while. It's not anything new to the market, hence the $24.99. And the latest one that's out is this new Diamondback 3G mouse that's out for the Mac. And obviously that
Diamondback 3G?
It's whatever. It's not 3G, it's just what the...
It's got 3G internet in the mouse? These damn mobile broadband providers, they put a goddamn 3G antenna in anything. God.
Get one in your pen.
Pen's got internet access.
Pull the cap.
I've got two buttons, enter and toggle. I can toggle through all the different letters and slowly type in a web address.
You type in Google search... bananas, and he starts going on the internet and searching, and then comes up on his little screen.
God. Back in my day, we had things called libraries.
And the internet.
Let's talk a bit about Windows 7 use. This isn't really a gaming feature, but I've been saying for a while now that they need to introduce virtualization into the system instead of maintaining all the legacy code in the actual main system itself. Well, in Windows 7, the professional and up versions will come with a virtual Windows XP install, which you can download from the internet for free, and it will enable you to run Windows XP applications like Internet Explorer 6, for example, which is, you know, you can't have two versions of Internet Explorer on a single computer. So I can actually have Internet Explorer 8 here, and I could also have Internet Explorer 6 running as well, like on the same desktop.
Where if you're doing web developing and you're wanting to catch the whole market of different generations of internet.
Well, yeah, but there's a program called a Super Preview, which does that anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you've got a Windows XP application, it will actually run it in Windows XP on your Windows 7 box. And it won't run it in like a virtual machine with its own desktop.
It'll
put it to like Parallels and the more expensive VMware, or it will actually put it on your desktop.
Yeah.
Although, obviously, it will have the ugly Windows XP skin on it. Fisher Price Blue.
Dirty. We're upgrading to that soon at work.
What?
We're going from the XP Classic, looks like Windows 95, to the standard XP Blue with a green button.
That's what Western's called an upgrade, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We have to stay so many generations behind the times. Yeah,
I'm confused. You've got Windows XP now, but they disabled the new theme and use the old theme.
Yeah, it's in classic mode. I think it's so it doesn't confuse the old people. That's how I always looked at it. And now we're moving away from that, and we're going to something now, and they're putting us on the... Everyone's panicking. I've spoken to a few people, and they think, oh my God, we're getting this new thing, because they don't use a computer anywhere else. And I was kind of like trying to think to myself, actually, it's not going to be any different. It's still XP. It's just the standard XP skin.
You know my blog entry about IT departments? Maybe I need to do a new one. God. Let's see what crazy things I can do to my desktop. Shall I? All right, let's use the high contrast scheme. Here we go. Are we ready for high contrast?
High contrast. Is it actually recording while we're... Whoa, that's freaky. That reminds me of people playing around with their computer skins.
Look at that.
Yeah. That's like old school. That just reminds me of 3.1 when people were playing around with the colours in the background and stuff.
Yeah, I hope I can get it back. Yeah, we'll keep recording while this is going on.
Nope. Yay! You were nearly in the Matrix then.
I nearly was, wasn't I?
Ooh. Oh, you got complete sheer black and white.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah. Oh, I'll click on it, go on.
Alright. Are we ready?
Here we go.
Oh my god.
That's just too much white.
Oh my god, it's just white.
Everything's white. That's just crazy.
You'd have to turn your brightness down using that.
It means you can use your computer as a high-powered torch. We could actually put your monitor outside and make the bat symbol.
Oh, God.
Have aircraft coming down because they think it's a landing light.
No, Adam, that's not a safe idea. So, yeah, Windows 7 will have a copy of Windows XP with it for the professional and upskis. Just so you can run your old... I can't even think of anything.
You won't be using it then.
Well, I mean, it's really a business feature. You've got USB support on there. So maybe if you've got like an old scanner, you can install the scanner in that virtual XP thing. I mean, businesses with XP, like really old legacy apps, which only run on XP.
Yeah, I imagine it allows people to move forwards on their OS while still not having to pay a lot of money to upgrade a lot of things that they only use now and again sort of apps. So yeah, I could see that there's a use for it in the business market.
Let's see if I can find you a screenshot.
Screenshot. Isn't that it there?
Yeah, but I want to find a better one. There we go. See, there's a Office running from Windows XP on your desktop, and there's the...
So you can run anything you would run... I thought you just ran... Is it running XP, or is it running just Internet Explorer 6? Or you can run whatever you want.
No, basically, you install the thing, stores to your hard drive, it will set it up, like install the tools and everything on it. Once you set it up, you can install your applications on this Windows XP virtual machine in its own window. Once you've done that, however, you can close that down, and it will put shortcuts for the applications you've installed on Windows XP onto your Windows 7 start menu. So that when, for example, I go and type in MechWarrior 1, maybe, which maybe doesn't work on Windows Vista or Windows 7.
Yeah.
It will boot the VM and then launch the application the application will have its own window.
Instead of basically, a window which is a virtual machine with a window for the game running in it, it will run as a window like it does with Parallel and stuff.
Yeah,
like
Mac and stuff. Basically, it remotes desktops into the VM and then takes that particular window and puts it on your desktop.
That's good. Oh, I can see what I was thinking more. It was just for internet, but yeah. So you could put in old Internet Explorer. You could put in any programs that are specific for XP that can't cross. I imagine this, So businesses that have got custom built software that really, really wants to run in XP, it allows them to use them in a window in a Windows 7 environment.
Yeah, it'll work. For the end user, it will just appear seamless, like they're launching another application.
Yeah.
It will just take a bit longer to launch, because obviously it has to boot XP as well.
And for the gamers, it means that it's a perfect way of being able to run...
No 3D hardware acceleration.
No 3D hardware acceleration?
Of course not.
I suppose it means you could get really, really old games that have no 3D hardware acceleration.
But then, I mean, if you think about it, any 3D game... I mean, the first game I can think of which required 3D hardware acceleration was Quake 3. Everything else before then had a software renderer.
So, like, and Monkey Island?
If you've got games from that sort of era, they'd probably work on Windows Vista anyway.
Okay.
You might have to, run them as an administrator because they want to save their save games all over the place. But other than that, I mean, I've not come across anything.
Yeah.
I've done the run.
So it'll probably be custom software.
Yeah, because it's for professional and up, it's really for businesses who need that XP compatibility and are dragging their feet over upgrading, because obviously these XP users have an issue with getting into botnets and sending me spam. But obviously they'll still be running XP on their machines, so the XP virtual machines will just get infected. But at least it's sandboxed.
Yeah.
And they can just blast the VM down and reimage it.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Don't do that.
I haven't done that in ages.
Is that it?
Yeah.
next week we will be running on the release candidate of Windows 7. Hopefully they've not introduced any new bugs.
Oh dear. That should be good. Should be good indeed.
Aye.
I should hopefully be a couple of levels higher. I'm hoping to be probably...
I should have my epic high-end boots by then for Dinnendale. Because I just need 3 marks of valor. And I can get the super Ice Strider pack boots or whatever they are. They've got like 100 more attack power on them than my current ones.
Cool.
And they look better as well. Because once I got them in, they don't match the rest. Because the rest of my gear is like, you know, a mix of 10-man and 25-man max gear. And my boots are my, like, PvP boots.
Mm.
So. Yeah.
Sweet.
Check us out on Twitter. Twitter.com/GamerCast. Send us feedback at feedback@GamerCast.net. Or leave comments on our blog at GamerCast.net. Alternatively, you can add Adam to your Xbox Live account. And his gamer tag is... I don't know what it is. Yep, you can add him and send him all your abuse.
Or you can add me at Twitter.
Yeah, with your, what, 2 posts?
Yeah, I don't post very often, so you might not want to add me.
Yes, it's like, oh, don't get me started. I want to do a shout-out to Shoesmith as well.
Shoesmith.
Yeah, because I actually forced him to listen to...
With the strength of the bear and the speed of the puma. Sorry.
No, that's too good for him.
Good old Brave Star.
Are you available next Sunday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, so we'll be back on the 2nd of May.
I really think I am. If I'm not, I will let you know. But I know it's either the weekend afterwards I'm not available because I'm going to a comic convention.
Dude...
Yeah, I'll see the comics.
I'll tell you what, maybe we'll jiggle it up so I can phone you and we'll do it over Skype or something.
Yeah, it could be possible.
Hey Adam, how's your comics? They're really cool.
It could, because I've got Skype on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I just need to be near Wi-Fi to connect.
Oh yeah, what, your interwebs aren't fast enough?
No, not for Skype. Skype go, no, you can't use your interwebs, you must use Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'll use Wi-Fi, but I'll just unplug the internet from the router. Now what are you going to do?
Talk to myself.
Yeah, talk to yourself, dude. So we'll be back next week. See you guys later.
Laters.